On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Whitrock. Children in the foster care system are often appointed an advocate to help them through an incredibly difficult time in life. But right now, an advocate shortage has many local foster care children stuck on a wait list. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports on how this advocate-foster-child relationship can change lives.
Sitting on the couch at her apartment in Salinas, 21-year-old Tanae Gabeau can see nothing but a bright future ahead. She recently graduated from a medical assisting program, and once she lands a job, she plans to help a local foster care child by becoming a volunteer advocate with the nonprofit Voices for Children, CASA of Monterey County.
You would never think, you know, something that just a volunteer could do for a child would make a big impact, and it really does.
Tanae would know. When her life was turned upside down, a court-appointed special advocate, or CASA, was there for her. It all started when her father passed away. She says soon after, the family lost their home, her mother lost her job, and turned to drugs. Just 14 years old, Tanae found herself living in motels with her mother, brother, and sister. When they couldn't scrape up the money for a room, they lived on the streets of Salinas' Chinatown. That's where she says Child Protective Services found them back in 2006.
It tore me up to find out that I was going to get taken away from my mom because, you know, I felt like she was trying.
And that was the beginning of Tanae's new life. She moved in with a foster family, routinely went to court in hopes of reuniting with her mother, and constantly met new adults sent to help her, from her foster parents to her social worker and judges. So when she met Jackie Stakely, she was not about to let another stranger in her life.
I thought, in my opinion, there was just another lady that's working for the county and, you know, wants more information or trying to get whatever I didn't give already to get it out of me. So when I first met her, I was very just cold-shouldered towards her.
She was one very traumatized, scared, defiant young woman.
That's Jackie, Tanae's volunteer court-appointed special advocate. Her job was to get to know everything about Tanae, her needs and her concerns, to advocate for her at school, in her foster home, and to let the judge know what was in Tanae's best interest. It's a job that wasn't so easy when it took months for Tanae to open up.
But I would be there in my car, picking her up from school, and she'd roll her eyes and she'd get in. And it's now 2013, and she just left the office this morning, and we are very close, very connected. We've been through a whole lot together, and I'm so proud of her.
When Jackie says they've been through a whole lot, she means it. She advocated for Tanae throughout high school, working with teachers to get needed tutoring and helping her to become the first of her siblings to graduate. She advocated for her to get more visits with family members and helped Tanae apply for college financial aid. Jackie says her reward is seeing Tanae succeed and knowing that success will inspire her siblings.
I think everybody wants to help. I think a lot of people don't know how to help. And I think people are basically good and they want to do something that helps change the world and the generations.
But right now, not enough people have stepped up to help local foster care kids. In Santa Cruz County, there are 15 children on a wait list for an advocate. In Monterey County, that number is 80. Siobhan Green is executive director at CASA of Monterey County.
So we have a very, very serious need for people in the community to get involved and to come into training and to help get moving with this process.
Volunteer advocates commit to 40 hours of training. Then they meet with their foster child about every other week and spend time checking in with the child's teachers, social worker, and foster family.
It's definitely a commitment of the heart. We do a lot to help our advocates keep their boundaries intact, but we need people who have compassion and who have a desire to really be around a child and help a child.
As for Tanae, she reunited with her mother only after she became too old for the foster care system. Now, with both of their lives on track, they live together in the Salinas apartment, and her advocate Jackie is still a huge part of her life.
You know, even though my mom, you know, she's here right now, it's like Jackie stepped in sort of in that place to where when she tells me, you can do it, I'm like, I know I can do it.
After she lands her first job as a medical assistant, Tanae hopes one day she can return to school to become a registered nurse or physician's assistant. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.